Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Getting into the week here. A lot to talk about. Lots going on out there. And we're going to do as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. And if you are tuned into our show or our website, lucky you, there was a major Google Cloud outage earlier today, and some 30,000 websites were knocked offline, including Google itself, Spotify, Snapchat, Discord, and other platforms as well, and Amazon Web Services, and Cloudflare were also affected. Google is saying it was a goof on their part, was not a cyber attack, it was not malicious, just somebody typed in a wrong IP on a router or something, and the whole system went down. And it's kind of a reminder that the more you centralize systems, the more you can have a single point of failure with large-scale consequences. And I remember early on, when I was working in computer animation, there was a company that was started up, and it was called, I think, Digital Productions. I'm not 100% certain on that. And they broke with the normal tradition. At that time, the idea was you had lots and lots of little, tiny, inexpensive computers that worked as a render farm. And this company basically invested in a single Cray supercomputer. And it turned out to be a major problem because, first of all, most graphic code back then was written in C, and the Cray had to be programmed in Fortran, and everything went through that machine. And when it went down, which it did often, everybody got to go home, and the company is no longer around. Today, every company that's out there, whether it's Weta or Pixar or ILM, they use render farms, so if they have a computer fail, it does not really significantly reduce their production. But one of the reasons I've always sort of been cool on the idea of the cloud, besides the risk to your privacy, is that, yeah, when the cloud goes down, everybody goes offline. And it's almost like they're trying to go back to the model of computing as it was in the 1970s, where everybody has a terminal, but large corporations own the actual computers and the data sets. And there's a reason that model did go away, but it looks like they're trying to bring it back here. All righty, over on the Pacific Northwest, they have been hit with what they call an atmospheric river. And after all the talk about droughts and everything, they are just getting deluged. Up in Canada, there was a flooded highway. They had landslides. Roads were washed away. They had to use helicopters to evacuate almost 300 trapped motorists there. And I'm seeing all kinds of tweets and everything coming out of Washington State about people are really having a very, very hard time. Okay. The Kyle Rittenhouse case has gone to the jury. As of the last time I checked, they're on a lunch break. Protesters are already gathering outside the courthouse on both sides of the argument. One side out there is saying, you know, he was defending himself. And the other side is saying, you know, hang him. He was shooting at black people, which he wasn't, by the way. And the media is treating this very differently than they did with the George Floyd case. When George Floyd was killed, they replayed that video over and over and over again. And the media really isn't showing the Kyle Rittenhouse videos because the videos really don't make the case that he acted out of malice here. But there's clearly an agenda at work here. And that is to basically undermine the natural right of Americans to defend themselves in these very violent defund the police times. Now, the media is definitely pushing a narrative. They've been ignoring facts. They're not following up on things. They've been caught in a whole bunch of errors. They're selling a political idea, and they're trying to convict Kyle Rittenhouse in the public eye, regardless of what the jury says here. The prosecutor has really messed up on several fronts. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days here. And one of the things the prosecutor said during his closing arguments was that Rittenhouse should have just let the mob attack him because, you know, everybody takes a beating sometimes, you know. And just because they're whooping on him and, you know, hitting him with the skateboard. And there was that one guy that did that flying leap in the air trying to kick in the side of his skull. You know, there's no reason for him to be out there saying, I have a right to self-defense here. And the other thing, you know, he said is you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. And that is wrong on a couple of levels. First of all, Rittenhouse was not the only person there with a firearm. There were dozens and dozens of people who had handguns and rifles. And looking at some of the recently released video, it's obvious shots were being fired by people other than Kyle Rittenhouse, and including one of Kyle's victims may have actually been additionally shot by somebody else, a third party here. And perhaps the biggest embarrassment of all is that Prosecutor Binger was trying to be dramatic with the jury, and he picked up the AR-15 and he pointed at the jury saying, you know, this is how bad it feels like to have Rittenhouse. And first of all, he did not clear the gun. He didn't check to make sure the gun wasn't loaded, and when he pointed the gun at the jurors, his finger was on the trigger, not the trigger guard, the actual trigger. Okay, now the first rule of gun safety is whether a gun is loaded or unloaded, you never, ever, ever point it at another human being. And the second rule is you always clear the gun and make sure for yourself it's unloaded. And so Town Hall editor Spencer Brown reacted to the photo of Binger holding the gun with the finger on the trigger, asking if Binger was taught gun safety by Alec Baldwin. So that's another major goof. And remember yesterday I was talking about how Binger was trying to push this idea that full metal jacket bullets somehow represent a greater danger than hollow point, when in fact the reality is the opposite. The hollow points are designed to expand in the target and cause maximum damage, as opposed to full metal jacket, which just punches on through. So it's obvious he really doesn't understand guns. He just hears AR-15 and he starts drooling and frothing at the mouth. And it's almost like he's trying to prosecute the gun as much as Kyle Rittenhouse. Meanwhile, during a press conference at the White House, Jem Psaki was asked to explain why Biden had previously labeled Rittenhouse a white supremacist. You know, where do you get that? Rittenhouse is white. Yes, that's true. But so is everybody he shot. And it doesn't make sense to claim he's a white supremacist. And Psaki just flat out refused to address the question. So they don't really have an answer for that one here. So let's see. The far left is out there. They're screaming about, if Rittenhouse is acquitted or only found guilty on a minor charge, it'll prove that white supremacists got away with shooting at Mike Brown, BLM protesters, and, they're just trying to milk this for everything they can get. And they're not really making a lot of sense. It's like, you know, logic and critical thinking has definitely been banished from the political discourse here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, YouTube has suspended all independent streams of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. A lot of people are recording the live feed coming from like One American News Network. They're putting up excerpts pointing out certain salient facts that indicate that, yes, Kyle Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. He did not go in there looking for trouble. And YouTube is suspending them. They're blocking the video that shows Kyle Rittenhouse earlier that day helping to clean graffiti off of some of the buildings. They are blocking the streams showing that Kyle Rittenhouse was carrying a medical kit with him and saying to people, if you're injured, come to me. If you're injured, come to me. Because they don't want you to feel any sympathy for him whatsoever. Meanwhile, over in Oregon, a Democratic politician has said that black employees should get time off after the Rittenhouse verdict. Really? Why? Why should black employees get time off following the verdict when Rittenhouse is accused of shooting three white guys? It just doesn't really make any sense. All right, so we're waiting to see what happens. Obviously, if the jury comes back early, that's good news for Kyle Rittenhouse. The longer they debate, the more likely it is he will be convicted on at least one of the counts. And a reminder, yesterday, the judge threw out the misdemeanor gun possession charge. And that was the one that was a slam dunk for the prosecution to prove. Meanwhile, in other non-Rittenhouse political news here, over the weekend, there was a football game between Indiana and Rutgers. And during the gameplay, the students started belting out blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. And, you know, this for the most popular president in American history, by his own admission here. Now, out in Wyoming, the Republican Party has voted to no longer recognize Representative Liz Cheney as a member of the Republican Party based on her criticism of former President Donald Trump. Now, under the First Amendment, she definitely has a right to do that. But Cheney had also been censured in February by the Wyoming GOP for voting to impeach Trump over the January 6th protest at the U.S. Capitol, which she described as an act of conscience in defense of the Constitution. And on that basis, the GOP has kicked her out, ending all talk of a possible presidential run in 2024. All righty. Steve Bannon has now been released from custody. He's basically not taking this lying down. When Bannon surrendered, they literally put him in handcuffs. Okay, which again, they're trying to make a political statement. They're trying to portray him as a dangerous individual. You know, a contempt of Congress is a misdemeanor. You don't need handcuffs for a misdemeanor. But Bannon basically delivered a message to supporters when he turned himself in, saying, we're taking down the Biden regime, and is basically saying that as he understood Trump's executive privilege, he was not obligated to testify before the fishing expedition over there at the January 6th committee. Now, Kevin McCarthy is starting to drop hints that Nancy Pelosi may retire, and that is more likely to happen if, in fact, the Republicans retake control of the House next year, then Nancy Pelosi would not want to stick around and deal with that embarrassment. Meanwhile, secret tapes released by Omarosa from the White House that were initially laughed at in 2018 show that President Trump knew Hillary paid millions of dollars for her Russia collusion hoax. So the only one who was colluding with Russia was the Clinton campaign, and they all knew it was a lie at the time here. Now, Representative Cori Bush was trying to basically bash Kyle Rittenhouse yesterday by claiming that when she and other Black Lives Matter protesters marched in Ferguson, they were shot at by white supremacists who never faced consequences for trying to murder them. Now, in point of fact, the Ferguson police chief is saying there is no record of white supremacists shooting at the protesters. The actual shooter witnessed by Representative Cori Bush was a black person shooting at the police. But, you know, it sounds really good as a soundbite, and you know, Representative Cori Bush doesn't feel burdened by such things as truth and honesty and factuality. So she just went with that here. All righty. Beto O'Rourke has announced his candidacy for the governor of Texas. He wants to run against Greg Abbott, and he's launching his career basically saying that he is going after the people of Texas's guns. And he says, we're going to get your guns. We're going to take them away. I got to tell you, Beto, you just lost the election already. Okay, the people in Texas, they love their guns. And yeah, if you're going to campaign on seizing the guns, you'd better have a lot of Dominion election machines for that election, because otherwise you're going to lose on that one here. Speaking of election machines, up in Wisconsin, the Senate committee has now subpoenaed all the absentee ballots and the voting machine records from the city of Madison going back to the 2020 election. And there was another story on One American News Network where there is now a move to censor and punish anybody who doubts the validity of the 2020 election online. They're already doing it to people who question the safety and efficacy of the vaccines. We are on that slippery slope where they're going to take total control of the independent media. And if you dare question the official orthodoxy on any subject, you will be in a lot of trouble. And they're talking about personal and professional consequences for doubting the honesty and accuracy of an election which demonstrably had major problems with it. Okay, getting on to COVID-19, article coming on out of Natural News, the vaccinated are dropping dead in plain view, especially all those athletes. Fauci and the media are finally admitting the vaccine does not stop you from getting COVID, does not stop you from passing it on, you know, does not, you know, really protect you in any way, but they're still out there pushing booster shots for the gullible segment of the population because, after all, you know, they have a contract with the vaccine companies that they have to buy and administer so many doses, and they don't want to just, you know, have to pay for all those doses and then dump them in the trash, because that looks like real bad planning on the part of the government. Now, another article, this one coming out of Mercola, basically talking about how Global Research published an interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, in which he basically reviews the findings of a September 2021 study published in the journal Toxicology Reports. And it stated that a novel best-case scenario cost-benefit analysis showed very conservatively that there are five times the number of deaths attributable to each inoculation versus those attributable to COVID-19 in the most vulnerable 65-plus demographic. In other words, if you're over 65, you are five times more likely to die of the vaccine than of the disease itself. Now, we have been talking about all these new studies and reports coming on out that the mRNA vaccines actually damage your body's own natural immunity. And this has led to an article out of the Common Sense Show basically saying that Fauci has introduced into the global population a new form of acquired immunity deficiency syndrome. Now, remember, the original AIDS was thought to be, you know, limited to the homosexual community. This time, because of the vaccine, everybody is getting it. And I'm sure over at the medical industrial complex, they're absolutely delighted, because if we lose our natural immunity, we are going to get sick from everything that comes along, and the money is going to pour on in. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in a car. Minimum wage, paper, drink. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, there's been a new analysis of the vaccine adverse event reporting system data. It was done by Albert Benavides. And basically, they found hundreds of serious adverse events that were completely missed or ignored by the CDC that should have been mentioned in the informed consent documents that are given to patients. And they found over 200 symptoms occurring at a higher relative rate than myocarditis. And so basically the short version is this analysis reveals hundreds of serious adverse events that the CDC and FDA never told the public about. And it turns out the cover-up continues there. Article coming on out of Alex Berenson, Substack. Basically, on July 28th of this year, Pfizer and its partner BioNTech posted a six-month data update from their key COVID vaccine clinical trial. This is the one that led regulators worldwide to okay the shot for emergency use. Now, at a time when questions about vaccine effectiveness were rising, the report received worldwide attention. Pfizer said the report said that the showed the vaccine's efficacy at 84% after 6 months. We now know for a fact that was absolutely not true. And more importantly, a lot more people died during the clinical trial than the company publicly reported. And so these are not COVID deaths. They are from the vaccine. Now, Germany, France, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland have all suspended the Moderna vaccination for people under 30 because of the surge in heart problems among young people. And same thing with Taiwan. They have kind of called off their next round of shots here. Meanwhile, not satisfied with a little paper vaccine card or a little entry in your smartphone, scientists now want to stamp children with invisible ink to prove they've been vaccinated. They want to put a little tattoo right on your wrist here to keep track of you. And, of course, we remember who was really big on tattooing people with numbers to keep track of them here. Over in Scotland, data from the Public Health Service shows 89% of the COVID deaths over the past month occurred in the fully vaccinated. And a lot of it, you know, is this myocarditis and, blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, things like that. Meanwhile, the corporate media is looking for anything other than the obvious to blame for the sudden surge of heart attacks in young people. They're blaming it on climate change. They're blaming it on broken heart syndrome, whatever that is supposed to mean. They're blaming it on pandemic anxiety. But they don't want to mention the obvious link to the vaccines because those vaccine companies are a major part of their advertising revenue here. Now, down in Florida, an excellent case study, they have the lowest rate of new COVID cases per capita in the entire country. The state has remained open with no mandates, no masks, and pretty much no restrictions. But, the people who want more power over your life are ignoring the case study of Florida and saying, yes, we've got to have more vaccines and more masks and more social distancing here. Over at the University of California at Berkeley, they have a football team that is 99% vaccinated. They are now having a massive COVID outbreak. 44 members of the football team have now tested positive for COVID-19. Now, over in Gibraltar, which is considered the most vaccinated place on Earth, they have now been forced to cancel Christmas because COVID is just surging out of control there. And so, hugging and touching is discouraged. Mask wearing is advised, if not mandated here. And this is a pattern we're seeing all over. The more vaccinated a population is, the more they come down with the COVID, the more likely they are to die from COVID after being vaccinated. Now, last May, there was an interesting story that came out of Natural News, and it was talking about research published in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research, and it basically suggested that the messenger RNA injections from Pfizer and Moderna could trigger serious neurological conditions similar to mad cow disease. Now, this was done by Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who works at the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at MIT, along with colleague Greg Nye from Neuropathic Oncology in Portland, Oregon. They identified a signature motif within the injections that they say increases the risk that misfolding will occur, creating toxic oligomers. And they call this the glycine zipper motif. All right, hold that in mind, because there's a follow-up story after we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, to recap, before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about how last May, Natural News ran a story where scientists had determined that there was a distinct possibility that the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could trigger neurological problems similar to mad cow disease, having to do with misfolded proteins. And now, today, 6 months later, down in Brazil, they're reporting the emergence of the of what they call Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and they have verified that both cases had no relation to consumption of beef or subproducts contaminated with bovine spongiform encephalitis, which is the formal name of mad cow disease. So they don't know where it came from, but I, again, we may not know what the negative side effects of these vaccines are for months, if not years. There's been no long-term safety. And look back at all those medications that were approved by the FDA and were used for years, sometimes, like 12 years or so. before they were finally pulled as having dangerous consequences here. Now, last week, the new Oklahoma National Guard Adjutant General, General Thomas Mancino, issued a memo saying that the Oklahoma National Guard would not be required to take the COVID vaccine. Well, the Pentagon has announced that it can overrule the Oklahoma Guard regarding the vaccinations. And that is on dubious legal grounds because technically the National Guard is the state's army. And I know it's been federalized. They federalized it briefly for the Rodney King riots out in Los Angeles. But the National Guard of Oklahoma is answerable to the governor of Oklahoma. And they are not, in fact, under the control of the Secretary of Defense. So we'll see what happens with that one. Another article coming on out of Zero Hedge, just basically asking why Biden's vaccine mandate has not delivered the promised results. And, you know, we're seeing this fight over the vaccines is heading towards an obvious climax. The vaccines are not working. Fauci is now admitting that. CDC is now admitting that. This is turning out to be an epic medical disaster, and all Biden can think of is to blame the unvaccinated. Which, by the way, the unvaccinated are now calling themselves the purebloods. So a little less of a negative thing. But looking at risk versus benefit, the calculation is definitely working against the vaccines, especially looking back at that earlier story. If you're over 65, you are five times more likely to die of the vaccine than of COVID itself. And we're seeing these very young people who never get COVID, rarely get COVID, and very rarely die of it. They're dropping dead after getting the vaccination. Meanwhile, over at Sussex Community, the NHS Foundation Trust has issued a leaflet which tells young people that if they want a COVID vaccination, their parents will not be asked for consent or even notified that the child wants to get a vaccine. It's another attack on parental rights. So, yesterday we mentioned this briefly. Tesco has come out with this commercial showing Santa having to use a vaccination pass to go about his rounds on Christmas. The public outcry has been immense. Tesco has already pulled the spot, and apparently there's already a boycott been declared against Tesco. And just sort of tells you, you know, the propaganda isn't selling anymore. And just in time for Christmas, and there's a BitChute video about it, there's a new baby doll toy coming on out there for your little girl there. It comes complete with a mask, a temperature check, the little remote light thing, and a vaccination needle. So you can pretend to vaccinate your doll. Talk about brainwashing here. All right, getting into the international news now. The Qatar embassy in Kabul has opened up a U.S. section which will allow Washington representation to the Taliban. Now, so far, there hasn't really been a lot of formal contact, but Qatar is basically saying that the U.S. can use this section of our embassy, and therefore they're going to have diplomats on the ground to try and get dialogue with the Taliban going again, try and get some of those last Americans out. Things are really heating up in and around Ukraine, Belarus, and Poland. NATO has announced that they stand with Ukraine amid the Russia tension. This is coming from Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He said the military alliance stands with Ukraine amid tensions over an alleged Russian troop buildup near the border with Ukraine. And NATO is demanding that Russia explain this large and unusual concentration of forces near Ukraine. Well, I'll tell you already what Russia is going to say. They are responding to the large and unusual concentration of NATO forces near Ukraine. So they're not just going to sit there and watch this military buildup and not respond in kind. Meanwhile, Ukraine is telling European Union leaders that they must prepare for war with Russia. Ukraine is definitely pushing this this piece of propaganda, and so yeah, it looks like we're going to have some serious upset there very, very soon. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin told French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday that it is provocative U.S.-led exercises in the Black Sea that are increasing tensions between Moscow and NATO. This is a confirmation of what I just said. Russia is responding to the buildup of military near their borders. And, you know, you don't see Russia, you know, encroaching on our borders. There are no Russian warships in the Gulf of Mexico or off of Baja California. You know, it's all over there on Russia's doorstep. And I can understand why they would be a little bit nervous about that. Meanwhile, at the Belarus-Polish border, the crisis is boiling over. There's now open rioting going on. The Polish police are using water cannons, tear gas, and flashbang grenades on the migrants. The migrants, in turn, are throwing rocks at the border guards. Meanwhile, the U.S. is getting ready to add more sanctions to Belarus following the European Union restrictions. So, meanwhile, Belarus and Russia are charging Poland with escalating the border crisis for using the water cannons, tear gas, and flashbangs on the migrants there. Okay. Now, this is going to complicate things a little bit. Ukraine was basically threatening Europe by cutting off Russian gas and oil transiting their territory. And Russia was saying, well, that's not going to be true for much longer because of Nord Stream. Now, all of a sudden, Germany has suspended approval for the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline hours after Boris Johnson told the European Union it must choose between Ukraine's freedom or buying gas from Moscow. And that's kind of a weird statement when you consider that it was Western forces that overthrew the elected government of Ukraine a few years ago and imposed a puppet regime on that country, which sort of started the whole cascade of events like Crimea seceding, the Donbass wanting to secede, and so forth. All right, yesterday we were talking about this story where there was a rumor circulating that Russia had successfully tested an anti-satellite missile system, which had caused the astronauts on the ISS to take shelter in the more thoroughly protected portions of the space station. Well, Russia's defense minister has now confirmed it. Russia tested an anti-satellite weapon system. They basically used an old dysfunctional Russian satellite as the target, and they hit what they were aiming at, which may be trying to send a message, because Russia has generally said, you know, let's not take the war into space because of the possibility of debris, you know, damaging other spacecraft. And the U.S., of course, is, you know, criticizing Russia for targeting its own satellite in the missile test and creating dangerous orbiting space debris. Now, this is a little bit hypocritical for the United States because the United States has been testing anti-missile system, rather anti-satellite systems for years now. In fact, I remember when Claire and I lived in Hawaii, there was a test involving an anti-satellite weapon launched from the testing ground on Kauai and hitting a dead satellite to the northwest of the Hawaiian Islands. So the U.S. is already doing this and adding to the debris that is up there in space. And this, I agree with Russia on this. This is a very, very foolish thing to be doing. But certainly when World War III breaks out, there's going to be a firework show directly overhead because all those military satellites, crucial communication satellites, they're all going to get knocked down in the first couple of hours. Okay. They are starting to call this serious version of My Lai, and if you're not old enough to remember the Vietnam War, My Lai was a village full of civilians that was exterminated by U.S. forces, and they tried to cover it up, and they did not. It was a huge, huge scandal, and it turns out that something similar happened in Syria. On March 18th, 2019, the U.S. Air Force bombed a crowd of civilians taking shelter near the town of Baghouz, Syria. They killed about 70 people, non-combatants, and there was the initial strike with a 500-pound bomb on the crowd. After the smoke cleared, some people had survived and stumbled away. Then another warplane dropped one 2,000-pound bomb, and then another, killing off the survivors because they didn't want the story to get out. But here we are, 2021, the story is out. Now, Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met with President Biden's special envoy for Iran Monday and reiterated Israel's opposition to planned U.S. negotiations with Tehran to revive the nuclear deal, claiming the Iranians have no intention of rejoining the agreement. And first of all, how would Israel know what Iran's intentions are? And especially if you remember that the existing agreement was ended unilaterally by the United States. And Iran has signaled they're willing to go back to the nuclear deal as long as the United States keeps its commitments under the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And the United States is refusing that. Okay, meanwhile, yet again, dozens of Israeli settlers escorted by Israeli forces stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem yesterday. And at least 85 settlers forced their way into the mosque's compound through the Bab al-Maghreb gate, one of the gates leading to the mosque, and carried out provocative tours in its courtyards under the protection of the Israeli police. And tensions in the Al-Aqsa compound have been rising due to increasing settler incursions. So, Jewish settlers raid Al-Aqsa Mosque on a daily basis and perform Talmudic rituals inside its yards while the Israeli army limits access to Muslim worshipers during this time. So, if you're, you know, going to your church on Sunday or Saturday if you're a Seventh-day Adventist and all of a sudden somebody pushes their way in and starts doing voodoo rituals, how would you feel about that? It's kind of the same thing here. Meanwhile, in Africa, Djibouti is refusing to allow the United States to attack Ethiopia from anywhere inside its territory. I didn't even realize that the United States was going to make war on Ethiopia. So Djibouti Foreign Minister Mohamed Ali Youssef tweeted that the U.S. will not be allowed to strike Ethiopia from its military bases inside the country, following reports that Washington was considering using one of its bases there to strike targets in Ethiopia. So Djibouti is trying to stand firm on that one. Okay. Now, China's President Xi Jinping and Joe Biden had a virtual meeting, and China's President Xi Jinping sort of trolled Biden by calling him my old friend, poking fun at Biden's multiple denials that they are close. Actually, their professional relationship goes back to when they were both vice presidents of their respective countries here. So they were talking about Taiwan, COVID, the ongoing trade war. Hardly anybody changed their position on anything, but they both agreed to try and avoid conflict, which strikes me as almost kind of a meaningless thing. One interesting development, though, is that Biden reportedly told Xi Jinping that the United States does not support Taiwan's independence, that they are sticking with the one China policy. So we'll see what comes of that, if this is a genuine U.S. policy shift or if Biden is just, you know, making it up as he goes along again. Over on the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan, there are clashes taking place. Casualties are being reported. Each side is blaming the other for starting the shooting. But it's ugly there. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Elon Musk, pardon me, sold off another $930 million worth of Tesla stock, bringing total sales in the last six trading days to $7.8 billion, just days after sparring with Bernie Sanders and offering to sell more shares. So that's, Tesla's stock has dropped because of that. Musk seems to be keeping his word on that one. We need to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. And there was an interesting little article that came on out of Blabber Buzz asking if the hyperinflation is being done on purpose by the Biden administration. And it's entirely possible. You know, they're certainly spending money like there's no tomorrow. And contrary to the propaganda you're getting from the corporate media, yeah, all that instantly created money being dumped into the economy is going to have an inflationary effect. It can't not have such an effect here. And this leads to an interesting little article coming on out of Zero Hedge. And they're talking about this phrase, you will own nothing and be happy, and how they're going to transition to this new socialist utopia. And it says they can do it simply by destroying the value of your money. And if your money becomes worthless, you'll be driven into poverty, and you'll be totally dependent on the government. And that is, in fact, socialism. And so, yeah, it's a concern. They could be trying to do that. So good time, you know, if you have not already invested in metals, there's silver, there's gold, there's lead. And, you know, I think a lot of people, between fears of higher prices and the supply chain crunch, they're already doing their Christmas shopping. You know, Claire and I have pretty much done ours. And not that we have a long Christmas list, but we do have a few here. And that may make the retail numbers look good right now, but as we get into the actual official Christmas season following Thanksgiving, we may actually see sales start to plateau off there. Meanwhile, an article coming on out of Zero Hedge saying that Biden's baffling oil policy is facing a backlash from all sides. And we understand that part of the liberal environmental agenda is to get us off of carbon-based fuels, even though depleting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would kill off the plant life and, by extension, us as well. But it always sounds good, you know, when Greta Thunberg is talking about it. But we have an energy crunch. Gas prices are setting records across the country. And Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He's looking at shutting down a Line 5 in Michigan. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now on the warpath against Line 3. And, you know, people are saying, you know, this is not going to solve the energy crisis. It's going to make it a lot worse. And the Biden administration is addressing our fuel shortages by banning new oil and gas leases on New Mexico's federal land. No more drilling and exploration, just do what you're going to do. And, you know, it's amazing. Everyone says, you know, buy an electric car. And I think electric cars are cool. I wanted to get one. Okay. But we don't have the generating capacity, and most of our electrical generation is still done with coal and oil. All right, we got to take a break from station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the